We try every year before Shuas to speak a little bit about the new Sfarim that had been published since last year on Shavuos. As I think we often quote this particular slot, we know that Shavuos is a celebration of Matan Torah. It's a celebration of the fact that Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah. And sometimes, or often, we think of Matan Torah as being an event which took place in the past, and in the past only. The Taz points out in Mem Zayin and Archayim, the Torah Schayim, and Bat Metzia and Daf Pehei, that we end Birchas HaTorah every single day by saying that Baruch Shalom is no Sein HaTorah. Not Nasan in the past, but no Sein, that God continues to give us the Torah. So says the Taz, why is that so? It's Lashon Hovev, Velo Lashon Avar, Kavanu Sheyisbarach Nosan Tamid B'chol Yom Torasso, Dehainu She'anu Oskim Ba U'mamtzi Lanu Hu Yisbarach Ba Ta'amim Chadashim. That we find new reasons and new explanations all the time when a person comes and when a person learns. Sefer Derech Bikudecha and Mitzvah Aleph speaks about how there's Puru Uruvu in the physical sense, also Puru Uruvu when it comes to Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah also, we have new peros, new things come from us all the time, and in many ways, many of the different achronim even collect beautiful and powerful statements about the importance of publishing new Sfarim. Rav Kook in Sefer Musar Avicha speaks about, in particular, in areas of Chovas Halev, particularly in areas of Musar and the like, different generations need slightly different ideas and getting the right ideas for that generation. And Poskim point out how in the world of Psak, it's also really important that different generations deal with different shilas, that we be able to address them as well as possible. We're going to try, as we often do, I think, to go through 10 or so Sfarim. If there's more time afterwards, if we have more time, I'll try to mention a couple of others. Just by way of introduction, this is the way that I structure it. Any new additions, I don't really count. So if it's a new edition of an older Sefer that came out this year, so that I'm not going to speak about. I'm talking about new Sfarim that are written right now. So even something like the Michas Asher on Chumash, that a new edition came out with more Simanim, and it's a beautiful and wonderful Sefer. So we are not going to, we're not going to mention that, other than the fact that we just did. But that is new editions and like we're not going to mention. I also don't mention any Haggadahs, only because it's not the right time for that right now, although there are a lot of new Haggadahs that come out all the time. A couple this year that came out, I think Rabbi Marcus came out with a fantastic one. There's a lot of great Haggadahs which came out this year. And that we don't have to speak about the exact same way. I also try, last of the qualifications, if your volume something in a set of Sfarim, if you're the fourth volume and three volumes already came out, so important and wonderful as your Sefer is, that has to be a little bit less of what I am talking about. Trying to focus on really new Sfarim that came out that came out this year. I hope they all came out this year. I have no systematic knowledge of all the Sfarim that came out. When I go to Sfarim stores, I happen to like seeing the new Sfarim. Most of these Sfarim are actually from America, because I spent actually, I think, more time in a Sfarim store or two in Lakewood than I did in Eretz Yisrael. It's the nature of trips to America and trips and living in Eretz Yisrael. But we'll do our best. The first Sefer is a really, really interesting and important one. Came out before the summer last year, called Nafshi B'She'ilasi. Sefer Nafshi B'She'ilasi is a Sefer written by Rabbi Yonatan Rosenzweig, Rabbi Yoni Rosenzweig. I think it's Rosenzweig's nephew. A very chashuv rav in Beit Shemesh. He's put out a couple of volumes of Shilas and Tshuvas. He put it out with the Dr. Shmuel Harris. It is the first real comprehensive Sefer that deals from a halachic perspective with mental illness. It is an absolutely fantastic Sefer. At least for me, I would view it in many ways more almost as a reference work than anything else. It's a little bit heavy to read through all of it. The footnotes are copious. He does a great job dealing with many practical Shilas which come up in the world of those who suffer from mental illness. Extensive discussions about saying Berachas HaGomel when a person sort of feels like they're in a bit of a better place, dealing with, again, questions about fasting on Yom Kippur, questions about Kibud Av V'Em, questions about family and kashrus, a lot of different questions that come up. He also speaks more broadly about giving certain models for how we relate to someone who is mentally ill from the perspective of halacha and the world of illness. That halacha, classically, we spoke about illness in terms of physical illness, and how does halacha relate to mental illness. One of the things he does, which is really fantastic, we'll come back to this theme with a couple of Sfarim. He happens to quote from a lot of, it's really remarkable, the research that he did. He also quotes a lot of oral rulings, a lot of Baal Peh rulings of a variety of different gedolim from different communities. A lot in the Dati Lumi world where he inhabits. He is a Talmud of Rav Nachum Rabinovich. Rosh Yeshiva of Ma'ale Adumim. But he quotes a lot of things from Rav Asher Weiss, quotes a lot of things from Rav Schechter and from Rabbi Willig, quotes a lot of things from Rav Elio Arberzel, I think that's how you say it, one of the great Sephardi poskim here in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of Rav Zilberstein, there's a lot of wonderful Torah that he puts out here. It is, again, I think it's a little bit heavy to read straight, although, full disclosure, I gave it a try, and I lost, but at least the sections that I went through are fantastic. He did a really, really great job. It's a very, very important sefer. Again, depending on where a person is at, but it's an important sefer to be aware of if questions ever come up. That would be sefer number one. Sefer number two is a sefer that was somewhat popular in our base medrash because he spoke here in our base medrash, and that is Rabbi Schoonmaker sefer, Yediyas HaTorah Step by Step. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin that we have a chiyav, Torah should be mechudadim b'ficha, Torah should be clear to the extent to which if somebody asks you a question, you should be able to answer it. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos does tell us, HaShachech Davar Echad Mimishnaso, that your Mishchai B'Nafsho, if a person forgets Torah, it's not considered to be appropriate. Now, while the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Paskins that way, Chaim Volozhiner understands that nowadays that we can write Sfarim down, there isn't the same kind of Isser to forget Torah at all. But certainly, part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the mitzvah to remember the Torah that we learn. There are a variety of different Sfarim that are out there that give certain Eitzas and Segulas to be able to remember learning, to remember the learning that we have. I happen to think he did a great job. I think he really did a great job. There are things here which I think are so important, and I am, again, personally, that some of the Sfarim that are out there, as far as keys to memorizing, I have more hesitations about. One of the things he emphasized, which I think in general is such an important yisod, it's chapter 6 in the book, is sort of deciding what it is that you want to remember and then recording it. We hear so much Torah. Baruch Hashem, we're learning in yeshiva. We hear so much Torah as far as shiurim that go on, so much Torah that we come across as far as our Bekiyas and our Lacha Seder, our Mitzvah Seder, and our Shnayim Mikra. We come across a lot of different shiurim and ideas, and in many ways, tefas and ruba, lo tefasta, it's impossible to remember everything, So aside from giving a good and very, I think, mesuder guide towards being able to remember Torah, one of the things that Rabbi Schoonmaker does is he emphasizes the need to sort of identify what are the things here that I most want to try and remember. What are the things here that are most critical for me to be able to walk away with? And then recording that and then regularly reviewing it. In that sense, sometimes if you read some of these Sfarim, it's so overwhelming. It's like the guide to memorizing everything you ever came across, as long as you do so in the most whatever way possible. And the goal of this is to create, this is Chapter 16, the summary, a realistic system for knowing Torah, that's something which a person can do to give you a method for Chazara, not only for Gemara Be'ian or Gemara Be'kiyas, but also for Iyan, Musar, and Machshava, and the way to do it in the right way. I think it's a very, very helpful sefer for those of us that are Chazaring. I think hopefully we're all Chazaring. The Gemara certainly encourages it. And while it's true, the Gemara Megillah speaks about Siyata Deshmaya as playing a dominant role in our capacity to remember Torah, Chazal will speak about Chazara playing a dominant role, and Chazaring is good, but Chazaring correctly is great. And being able to do so in a way which can help us retain the information, I think he does a really wonderful job here. This is Rabbi David Schoonmaker. Okay. Sefer number three. So this is actually an important thing for us to know. One of the more senior poskim in North America. Is Rav Shlomo Miller. Shlomo Miller is a Talmud of Rav Aaron Cutler. He's the one of the leading postgame. He's Rosh Kollel in Toronto, very much involved in the Lakewood world. It's a very well-known name, Rav Shlomo Miller. Over the last couple of years, they have started to put out Sfarim with some of the Torah insights and Piskei Halacha of Rav Shlomo Miller. Next to me in the Beis Medrash, someone has Rav Shlomo Miller with some of the Hilchos Shabbos Shailas that come up, which is very important. So there's a group of Sfarim, it's a Sfarim called Shoshanas Yisrael. The Sefer Shoshanas Yisrael, so one came out this year. It's on Inyanei Nisuin. It's a Sefer of Halacha relevant to marriage. It's a one-volume Sefer. In that Sefer, so the author has a lot of different psakim that come from Rav Shlomo Miller. And these are, again, a lot of them are very important. Some of them just to know about a machlokas achron and what side does he fall out on. So as an example, some of us may know in planning a wedding, So you have to fill out a ksuva. The ksuva has to have a date. And sometimes there are questions. If the chuppah falls out in the time period of Bein HaShmashos, in between what's called Safek Yom and Safek Laila, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, so that's an old machlokas as to what exactly we hold. So it's helpful to know where Shlomo Miller falls out on that one in particular. But he has a couple other just really interesting piskei halacha that are, I think, I don't know if they're unique, and I just didn't know them. I'm not really sure how to put it, but I'll give you one example of an interesting psak. There's a minhag to fast on the day of a person's wedding. It's a minhag to fast on the day of a wedding. When, how, why is a different discussion. Rabbi Daniel Feldman, say Rabbeinu Besvarim, has a great article about that. But he points out that if you're fasting, this is an interesting thing. If you're fasting on the day of your wedding, and what happens if you then start not feeling well and you want to break your fast? So he holds, or so Miller holds, that because that fasting is begeder dvar mitzvah, so even if you would not have accepted that fast in advance, so he maintains if you want to break your fast, you would have to first do hataras nedarim. First do hataras nedarim because that's called the neder for dvar mitzvah, the kavana to come along. Me'achar she'eschilu l'hisanos, dino k'neder l'dvar mitzvah, even if lo kiblu aleim hatainis. So that's definitely, again, there's a lot of interesting piskei halacha that are here in the Sefer. It happens to be, it's really like, it's very nice. It's very, very nice. He speaks here a little bit about, this is page 134, you know, what's the din, machlokas haposkim, if at a chasna, if you should have the Sheva Brachas be done through a microphone. Kriyas HaKsuva can certainly be done through a microphone, because that's not really a din in Kriya. But he speaks about, even if you're Machmir, so what do you do if one of the people only has a very quiet voice, you want to make sure 10 people hear it. There's a lot of very important Piskei Halacha here. Rav Shlomo Miller, definitely a great name to know. Definitely a great name to know. And again, this is from Shanesh Yisrael. It's a great collection of some contemporary Achronim, but a lot of contemporary issues. Some really important Torah here about what a person's, when a person's asked about a Shidduch, what exactly they're allowed to convey, they have to convey, they shouldn't convey. A lot of really important questions here. When they convey, it's a very, very, I thought it was a very nice Sefer. I was really into it. Sefer Shanesh Yisrael, with a lot of Pesachim of Rav Shlomo Miller. Okay. The next Sefer I think is not that well known. I thought it was fantastic. Really, really fantastic. It's a sefer called La'avda Ulashamra. La'avda Ulashamra. The topic is Esek HaParnasa B'Toras HaChasidus. Chasidic perspectives on the idea of working. It is written by Rav Yitzhak Silber, who's a Rav in Muncie. He's a Skver Chasid. Rosh Kolo by Shiner. Is that where it is? Yeah. Okay. Called La'avda Ulashamra. It's really, again, Haskamas from the Skver Rebbe. Or Birchas Kodesh in the Square Rebbe, to be more precise. Haskamas from, again, Tolner Rebbe, Kamarn. There's a lot of beautiful, beautiful Haskamas here. The Sefer goes through Hasidic perspectives for those who are going to be working and finding Kedusha within that. A way that I would describe it, imprecisely, but I think not a bad description, is what Rav Lipiansky did in Ben Torah for Life. From a certain perspective, speaking about developing a certain hashkafa, a certain worldview towards the idea of working in a very frum and a very beautiful way. So this sefer does it in many ways from the perspective of Torah HaChasidus. Even for me, who I don't know if I work or don't work, I'm not exactly sure. Depends on what time of day it is. But this is it's a great sefer. A lot of really yesodistic Torah about Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu, knowing the Ribbono Shalom in different ways. A lot of important Torah about the contrast between Baalei Asakim and Yoshvei Ba'ohel, those who are learning and those who are working. It also gets pretty practical. It's a lot of chizuk, also gets practical. He has here in the third chapter or so, eight different sort of practical etzas for people that are going to be working, how to elevate and make holy that idea of working. It does not come as naturally, but people who are going to be working, how do you find Kedusha there? So in Torah HaChasid, there's a lot of very, very beautiful and very powerful insights here. I thought the Torah was just great. I thought the Torah was great. He has this in a distinction in the Hakdama that I absolutely love about the difference. He quotes people who have this distinction between what's called Chol Svarim and Shabbos Svarim. I think Shabbos Svarim that give more his orus and Svarim that just present ideas in a way which is very, very clear. This Sefer in particular, again, I think it's in the Sefer, I'm really tired, has it's a beautiful sort of description as far as the Sefer, which is giving over a systematic and very, very good approach. Yeah, that's Chinah Rebbe, Matl Zilber. That in Sefer Chassidus, there are Svarim Shal Yimos HaChol and Svarim Shal Shabbos. Svarim Shal Yimos HaChol are Svarim Al Pi Seichel. Svarim of Shabbos are Svarim Al Pi Regesh. So this Sefer really is more of a Sefer of Seichel. It's really just going through very, very clearly and very, very good to be able to present things in as clear a way as possible. That is safer number 4. Okay. This one, I think, I don't know if this is a little bit controversial, the safer. I don't know. I thought it was really good. I'm not totally up to date. Hasam Chashiv Haskamas. Sefer is called, it's an English Sefer. It's not relevant to, I think, most of the people here the same way. But it's called Zeha Katan Godol Yihyeh, From Boys to Men. It's about guiding our sons and students in the ways of Kedusha. It's a Sefer about how a person speaks about issues that relate to Inyani Kedusha, that relate to what a person looks at, relates to topics that are Om Din Barum Sha'olam, about the world of intimacy. It really gives over a mahalach and how to talk to children about these things, which are very significant for Inyanei Kedusha. Has haskamas from Rav Aaron Feldman, from Shmuel Kamenetsky, from Ilya Brudny. Some really, really chashev haskamas here that I think are incredibly, incredibly important. He's a Frum psychologist who really sort of maps out. I was speaking with a friend a couple of weeks ago who told me he found the Sefer so incredibly, incredibly helpful, just as far as giving him what to talk about, as far as kids from a Torah perspective. A lot of ideas out there to frame it in a way which is helpful is certainly very nice. That is Sefer number 5. Sefer number 6. Sefer written by Dr. Shlomi Zimmerman. Sefer number 6. So this is written by a very, very dear and good friend, Rabbi Yaakov Danishevsky. Sefer Attached. Attached. It's a great Sefer. Again, full disclosure, I feel very close to him and think he's fantastic. I also happen to like a Sefer a lot, and I believe I would like it either way. It's a great Sefer. The Sefer, really, through the lens of both psychology and Torah Sechassidus, in many ways is focusing on the sugya of Dveikas and our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. And what Rabbi Danishevsky really sort of argues here, in many ways, is that there are ideas and insights that come from the world of, that come from the world of psychology and attachment theory, ideas about the way that we build relationships and healthy relationships, and that those insights and perspectives can be applied to our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam, in many ways, can be something which we can talk about in terms of attachment and relationship building. There's a lot of, I think, just very, very important, and sometimes very, very beautiful Torah. Very, very beautiful Torah here. I happen to love chapter 4, if anybody is going through it, what he calls body wisdom. The idea of knowing things, not only intellectually, but knowing things, being in touch with what we feel and being in touch with what our body seems to tell us. But I think it's a remarkable, remarkable Sefer that just is very, very important. It's a lot of Chassidus, a lot of Torah of Rav Salvechik, and it's very nice. Happens to be a wonderful alum of Yeshivat Shalavim. And just it's great. It's really, really great. I'm happy I was able to get it. I normally stay at his house in Chicago when I'm there. He was not in Chicago when I went this year. He was in Florida. But Baruch Hashem, the nature of recruiting trips, I went out for dinner with him in Florida. So I was able to see him then and get a copy of the Sefer. But it's a really, really, I think it's a fantastic Sefer. He's pretty active right now in some social media and podcasts and the like. Certainly kedai to listen to him and the way he says it over. I think it's a lot of nice, really, really nice and really important Torah that is there. That is Sefer number 6. Sefer number 7 is the Sefer Ateres Tzvi. The Sefer Ateres Tzvi came out, I believe, this year. I got it this year. I think it came out this year. It's a Sefer that was put out in honor of Rav Schechter turning 80 years old. It is a wonderful, wonderful Sefer that's structured in the following way. The first, I would say, there's about 70 pages of Torah of Rav Schechter, That Torah, some of it's been published before. Some of it, I don't know if it's been published before. But some great articles about Inyanei Tefillah, getting some of the psak and some of the lamdas of Rav Schechter there. Many of these ideas he's been saying over for a very, very long time. Some nice ideas about, you know, Kriyas Parshas Tamid and ideas about that. Talking a lot about, again, we quoted something today, I think, in Shir, about long tachanun, the idea of it having three sections from the Levush, the person doesn't have time to divide it up. There's a lot of great Torah in here. An article about Asei Sheyesh Bo Kares. Sounds to me being pretty important. And then there's one short Yiddish Hesped. It's part of the Rav's Hesped for the Brisker Rav, which is here in Yiddish. It was put out by Rebecca Sasson, helped put it out. It's great. And then there are articles from different Yiroshi Yeshiva and Talmidim Rav Schechter, Al Seder HaParsha. Some of those articles I found to be really, really great. I am definitely biased when I say that Parshas Pinchas, the Rosenzweig's article on the nature of the carbon musaf and its relationship to carbon tamid. It was beautiful. It got me, definitely got me going. But there's a lot of just really, I think, some very Yesodistic articles in here. Rabbi Ari Leibowitz's article, I think it could be published also in Kona B'lamo Chela Gimel, about whether this time of the year, this question comes up every week, came out in the Tversky family home, when I make early Shabbos, to what extent is my wife Nigrar Acharai? To what extent is my wife, when I'm Mekabel Shabbos, is it okay that I make early Shabbos, and then she's at home still doing malacha at that particular time? That article. It happens to be, it's some of the other articles give you insights into Pesachim of Rav Schechter. Rav Zilberman's article on Parshas Vayakel, some of Rav Schechter's Pesachim about Inyane Erevin, is something which is very nice. And there's some beautiful, and I think some very, very important Torah, which happens to be here. Rabbi Willig has an important article here about Beis Din for Geirus. There's a lot of Yesodistic Torah, but it's always great to get Torah of Rav Schechter, and this is an example of, I think, is some very nice and high-quality Torah, which has come out this year. Sefer number 8. This is really awesome. This breaks one of the rules, I apologize, but it's awesome, and therefore, I made up the rules, Heimamru v'Heimamru. So there's a journal called Yeshurin. The journal called Yeshurin is a very chashuva journal. It's put out, I think, through some combination, again, like a bunch of different countries, but I think on some level, a lot of work done in America on the journal Yeshurin. And it's a journal which comes out, and they sort of, this is the 46th volume of it, came out Nisan Tufshin Pei Gimel, just came out. It was, had it with me through a lot of Pesach. And there are two really, there are always some articles in it, and then there are also sections about people who passed away. There's a lot of fantastic Torah about two giants. One of them is Rav Shmuel Arbach, the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Shmuel Arbach, they have in here both some absolutely fantastic, it's a great hesped about Rav Shmuel Arbach, get a good feel for what he's all about, as well as some Torah of Rav Shmuel Arbach, which is very, very nice. Back and forth he had with different Rabbanim, some Musar Shmuzin that he gave a discussion about, a little bit about Kabbalah. It's a really, really important, description of Shmuel Arbach. They also put out in here, many of us know the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, which is Torah of Shlomo Zalman. So apparently they're coming out with one. They before it came out, they just put out in this volume, Halicha Shlomo on Simchas Haleda. When a person gives birth to a child, what are all the halachas that apply? So that is Rav Shmuel Arbach. There's also a section here all about Rav Shlomo Fisher. So Fisher was the Reshiva of Itri, one of the great Geonim. One of the great, great Geonim. They also have here a lot of beautiful Divrei Zikaron and Hespedim that were given. Some letters back and forth between him and the Stipler. Some really wonderful Torah and just some great, I thought, some really, really fantastic Divrei Zikaron that are here in the about Rav Shlomo Fisher. Certainly very, very Kedai. There are, as always, a bunch of different articles here. Some of them, I think, are really stam, very, very interesting. There's a great article here about the Rezina Sefer Sidrei Taros. We'll talk about that at some point. But it's a great Sefer to be aware of. Mamash is a great Sefer. Yeshurin, some really important Torah. If we have more time, maybe we'll go through that. But I want to try to get through different things. This Sefer came out very, very recently. I happen to think it's wonderful. Soloveitchik, aside from being a great Lamdin, Soloveitchik was also a master darshan. He was a great speaker and a great speaking at in different contexts in the world of Drush. Rabbi Yosef Adler from TBC and Rinat even wrote in Haskama to a sefer that Shalvin put out recently. What's the sefer called? Where's Tzvi Abrams? I forget what it's called. A sefer that Shalvin put out on a couple different mesechtas that Rabbi Adler wrote in Haskama to that sefer that Soloveitchik, when he would say Drush, would often say, this drush is la amita shel Torah, meaning sometimes like drush we relate to as being like there's like real Torah and then there's drush. No, as Rabbi Lam used to speak about the notes of an unrepentant darshan, of being able to darshan and not be that. So it's some great drush of the Rav. This was given out at the Mizrahi conference that they had in Yerushalayim a couple weeks ago. I did not attend. It is a it's really great. It's drushas the Rav gave. These were only published in Yiddish before. We didn't have them in English. Many of them before the founding of the State of Israel. Some great drushas given in the early 40s. A lot of drushas given before Yom Yerushalayim that took place. And I think there's just some like amazing, amazing lines. The Rav had this like an unbelievable ability to be both timeless in terms of just some absolutely beautiful Torah as well as timely and address particular eras and to give you a feel for what it was like in 1944 and what were the issues that that people were struggling with. He also gets a little bit lemaisa sometimes. It's actually really like, some of it's like really, he gets very strong at sometimes. He's pretty chazak. He describes an orthodoxy in America, 1944, of which people were really not that religiously engaged. The older people were really disengaged. The youth were not that knowledgeable, at all. And the Rav here speaks about the challenge of teaching basic axioms of Judaism and the need to be able to do so. Personally, I found it interesting that they gave this at a Mizrahi conference, being that the Rav on page 43 had the following line. If instead of hosting conferences in synagogues attended by Jews who study the Mishnah and Yaakov, the National Committee for Torah Judaism would teach three children how to read the Shema, it would achieve far more. So I found it to be unique. It's not really undoing the conference. The conference is really there to be chazak people who are doing those things. But it's a lot of just really, really important Torah that is taking place. He has a real critique. He speaks about Chabad in a very intriguing kind of a way. Like a little bit of a nuance about Chabad, reflecting on different things about Chabad. He does also, I think, share a thought or two about people who are from and are a little bit too caught up in certain areas of Torah as opposed to other areas, and a good appreciation for the depth of what Torah really is. The sefer is called The Return to Zion, addresses on Zionism and American Orthodoxy. It's fantastic, like legitimately fantastic. Drush, if you've never read the Rav's writings, it's more accessible and easier than things like Halachic Man or Lonely Man of Faith. A lot of these things are somewhat are really easier. It's a great sefer to be aware of. Sefer number 10. Are we going to end with number 10? I do not know. Sefer number 10. I don't have it here with me, but I thought it was a great sefer. It's an English sefer. You can go through it. Called Bathing and Showering in Halacha. It's an interesting phenomenon in that there are many halachas that come up. So if you go through regular Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, you'll come across a lot of the halachas about tefillah, a lot of the halachas about tzitzis, you'll be able to come across, and we're brought up with a lot of those halachas. We also tend to know more about tefillah and the like because you can just sort of observe people around you and what exactly they're doing with davening. It's one of the ways that we learn how to daven. Bathing and showering in halacha is interesting because it comes up all the time. And because it comes up all the time, but many of us probably never learned the halachas about bathing and showering, maybe a little bit here, a little bit there, but our showers have also changed a lot. Our bathrooms have changed a lot as far as are they in the same halachic rishus as the toilets in our bathroom. What are the implications in a world in which people shower more frequently, showering on Yontif? What about showering on Shabbos in cases of serious need or if they're infants and the like? A lot of discussions about bathing and showering in halacha that are very, very important. And again, there isn't the same kind of like observing what's the minhaga olam with these things. The person has to know and go through the halachas. I found some things going through the sefer. I thought certain things initially were like just major kulas until you sort of go through the footnotes and it's not. He does a great job of quoting different poskim. He himself, I think, quotes a lot. What's the last name? Rav Harpinas, who's a chashava, I think Satmar Chassidus Post. They put a lot of volumes called Nisma Shabbos, some other volumes. But he quotes a lot of Gedolim, a lot of Rabbanim from different worlds on the sugya of showering in halacha. I just thought it's not the most time-consuming sefer to go through. It is something which we do all the time, and it's great to be aware of some of the halachas, even, let's say, coming up this coming Friday, when it's a two-day yontif, and some people like to shower very frequently. So what am I going to do? Friday, can I shower? Can I not shower? What exactly is the policy? Different poskim, different shitas about it. It's a great overview to both know what to do, and with the footnotes there, it's a great opportunity to really understand well a lot of the shilas which happen to be there. I don't remember. Rabbi Abramson, maybe? I don't remember. A couple other things, I guess, just to wrap up. Some other things I thought were intriguing, I guess. The Rosh Weiss, the redoing Michas Asher, that's golden, but many people in the base medrash seem to have it, and that's something which I think a lot of people probably see. There's an intriguing sefer called by Rabbi Eli Feder called Gematria Refigured. It's basically an attempt from a person who's a professor of mathematics to explain in a more rational way what Chazal are conveying with gematrias. Like, we know there are gematrias out there. We know that sometimes, depending on your leanings, you either love gematrias or you are deeply cynical about gematrias. If you love gematrias, I'm not sure you need the sefer. If you're naturally a bit cynical about gematrias, there's some very nice Torah in here about sort of what Chazal are trying to convey with certain gematrias in the world of math. which I think is important, and it sort of gives like a mahalach and how a person can relate to gematrias in a way which I think is special, and a way which I think is relatively important. I guess that is that, written by Rabbi Dr. Eli Feder, is gematria refigured. Gematria refigured, a new look at how the Torah conveys ideas through numbers. There are other things that are out there. There are some great new biographies that are out there. Ari Hertzberg, I think, who was in South Shore, or Taras Yaakov, there's a great biography about him. There's some great Torah which is out there in the world. I'm sure we left out some wonderful svarim that are there. But I think I'll just wrap up by pointing out the following. The world we live in, Baruch Hashem, there's like a proliferation of svarim. There are a lot of wonderful svarim. Newspaper came out from Lichtenstein recently that they published some things, the Torah of his. Haven't looked at it yet. But some really just like wonderful, wonderful Torah which is coming out there. Shavuos is a celebration not only of Klal Yisrael having received the Torah, but the constant work which we do in Torah to discover new things. That in many ways, I think Meir Tursky said recently, that an element of Chiddush is more akin to like a discovery of something that was already present. Newton was not Mechadesh, the idea of gravity. Gravity was there. He was able to discover it, describe it, and give us a degree of understanding of what it is. And in many ways, a lot of the Torah here, it's applying to new circumstances, applying to some old circumstances that we didn't understand as well, say in the world of the mental health and the like, giving us insight into in terms of certain ideas in the world of history, and just some beautiful, wonderful Torah. It's an amazing thing, the Torah we got. So obviously, the ikkar of what we spend our time with are the old classics. This came from my son, fourth grade. They're a Messiah, Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara. They're a Messiah, all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It did it, I believe, about 20 times each pasuk. It was a beautiful, beautiful siyum. Rav Rimon came out. It was very, very, very nice. Rav Rimon did it. It was amazing. He read he would lane a pasuk, and then they would finish the pasuk in different pesukim. It did it with the first parak of brachos. They started learning Mishnayos now. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And the classical svarim in the Sefer HaTeres Tzvi that we quoted in the Rav's Hesped for the Brisker Rav. So he describes at one point in the Hesped, it's in Yiddish. How do I know it if I don't speak Yiddish? Because Rabbi Yaakov Sasson, when I asked him a question, told me that it's there, and he's the one who put it out. But at one point when he describes what Sfarim were there, I think by Reb Chaim, said on his shelf, I think there was a Shas, a Rambam, a Torah's Kohanim with the Rash, and a Karen Ora. Those are the Sfarim that were there. We, Baruch Hashem, have lots of Sfarim, lots of beautiful Sfarim. It's good to remember the classics. The classics are the Iker, most certainly. But a lot of new Sfarim that are out there, we should say with Kavanah every day, Nosin HaTorah, that we should have this chus of participating in the continued understanding of the depths of Torah. Have a wonderful rest of your night.